Yes, and now we're back and speak English because we have Milo with us. Welcome, Milo.
Hello, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. You and I have had a bit of contact on and off, and some week ago you reached out and mentioned that there were stuff happening in Poland. There were like feminists and liberals out and doing riots. What was that about?
The feminists tried to do this from a long time. It was named before the women strike or black marches, because they demanding full abortion law, free abortion to 7 months for now. And it's an old demanding of this of the leftist. But now we had a decision of to the Constitutional Court that the law that we have in Poland, abortion compromise, in one point, that it means if the fetus is sick, you suspected that it's sick or it will die, but it's only suspicion in prenatal checking by the doctor, then you can make an abortion. And compared to the Constitution, this law is illegal. And the Constitutional Court, after many years, said that. But still, a woman can make abortion if she were raped, and if her life is in danger, or in these cases. But of course, feminists manipulated it, and they said that government totally ban abortion now.
Yeah, that was the impression I got from the Swedish media, that no, you could do exactly no abortion.
No, it's of course it's bullshit. Still the compromise, it's not moved on anyway, because they need to change the constitution and then need to do something with that. But these sentences of Constitutional Court and expertises of Constitutional Court were published before many years, that this point in the abortion compromise were illegal. But another point, like danger of life or endangered life and the rape, it's okay. And nobody wants to check.
How comes that? How is the law formulated? Is it that life is sacred somehow and you can't take it if it doesn't threaten another life?
No, it's the life in Polish Constitution. They said that life should be protected from the beginning, and human life is not you cannot grade the human life if it's less healthy or more, and if you don't know how long he'll live, it's you cannot grade it. It's this is the formulation of
okay,
the law.
I see.
So if you suspect that the kid will be retarded, it's only suspicion, of course, in prenatal checking. Or if his life will be in danger, then still you cannot grade it, so you still cannot abort it.
But if the prenatal checking says that the child is actually sick, can you do an abortion then?
By the Constitutional Court sentence, you can't. But
You could before this decision, though.
Yeah. Still, you can, because they still didn't do nothing with the constitution. They need to change it somehow. But of course, feminists manipulated the crowds, mostly the young girls that they raised in Generation Z.
Yeah, there you go.
They raised in a Netflix movies. You know, the pop culture now is and this woke culture in Poland is quite strong. The new generation, it's not the same generation as I remember from the Independence March 10 years ago. It's totally different. They are total liberals. Now, they live in Netflix, they live in clubs, they just don't want to have the responsibility of their life. And they raised in quite comfortable lives compared to ours, when we remember that in Poland there was lower level of life. Now it's quite much better.
Yeah, when I saw these demonstrations or riots, I thought that the feminists and leftists, they looked pretty much like university people in Sweden.
Yeah, basically, yes.
Soft and academics.
Course, yeah, and of course, Antifa environment. Of course, they are running this crowds. But the thing is with this, that they gather these crowds. Of course, they gather the crowds in every, even small cities. It was really something big, because they just do it in one day. And next days, by 1 week, they just growing. But the thing is, one day they said that we need to attack churches. And in Poland, by many years, of course, we are Catholic country, but still there is growing anti-clericalism, and people don't trust so much to the priest, even if they are Catholics, because most of them are moderate Catholics. But still, there was, even the communists never attacked the churches. And this was the first time, like in France 68, that the crowd manipulated by feminists, even if they are like Catholics or not, start to attacking the churches, like they found the enemy. And then, of course, nobody wants to defend our government, because our government also, they are anti-nationalists, as I said before. But I will tell you about this more later.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they start storming the churches, painting it, throwing stuff on the churches, and not only on the churches. Also, as you know, the Poles are quite patriotic nation. And patriotism is more valuable now than Catholicism, because even the guys who are people who are anti-clerical, they feel patriotism inside. But these people start to desecrating also the patriotic monuments, cemeteries, places of commemoration. And this was something that triggered people to fight back. And the first football fans and nationalists and some conservatives started defending churches. But then when the feminists tried to cross the border and pushing people more, to that, they start to realize, especially when they meet with the real violence on the street, they faced the hooligans, they faced the football fans, they are really angry on them, and it was something like a cold shower to them, and they start to thinking that what they are doing, you know, they were totally manipulated, and then they start. It was a lot of people who just saying to the feminists that you shouldn't do this. We shouldn't attack the churches. It was too much. And the liberals who supported this protests also start to write that feminists are overreacting. We should a little fall back from this. But of course, radicals try to push the crowds more, and they publish their postulates that people don't even realize about the postulates of the feminists. So they said, we want free abortion, we want full LGBT laws and stuff like this. So then people start to getting back a little bit from this protest, because they said, no, we are fighting for the compromise. You manipulated us, you taking Antifa to this protest, they really desecrating churches and stuff like this. And the protests start to be a little more calmer, but still they have a lot of crowds there. And I'm afraid they a little bit move the Overton window to their side anyway, after this protest. But still, the most of these people try to be moderate, not going like be a full radical feminist. And as I said, from our right wing, we had like a stagnation on the streets, but after Antifa activity in this protest, a lot of football hooligans and nationalists start to be active again and do something with that. And it was quite beautiful, actually, that really the 100 guys just chased a few thousands of people who were manipulated by feminists, and this crowd just ran away from the churches.
Yeah, it was some nice videos there.
Yeah, in many cities, actually, not only like Poznań, but Wrocław and even in small cities too. So they stopped to, they know now that there was a border, that there is some places that you cannot move. But still, after this protest, you can find a lot of crosses, cemeteries destroyed, even palaces. There's no connection with, because of course they want to find an enemy in the priests, but some old historical palaces or something like this were also spray painted in their symbols, or just or some murals commemorated the people who fight for our country too.
So we're talking about a cultural revolution that's being implemented, yes, by a younger generation.
Of course. Yeah.
How many people did they gather at most in their demonstrations?
The last strike in Friday, it was between 80,000 to 100,000 people in Warsaw.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah, and other cities too. So in other cities, it was a few thousands always. In small cities, about 1,000, 2,000, it's minimum. Yeah. But the strike starts to really burn out suddenly. Today, they did nothing, basically. They had the power and then disappeared. And I think it's just this... This is the thing that they just mobilized mostly the very young girls. Yeah. It was between the 15 and 18 years old. Mm. A lot of them were like this. And some women who just spending their time mostly between the clubs, parties, and working in corporation. And this is the people from the big cities who moved from the small cities to the big cities. They were the main fuel of this revolution, and they were the main target of this revolution. But they prepared this revolution a long time ago. They overtaken universities in Poland. They overtaken pop culture in Poland, art. And we wake up now. We have the center-right-wing government because of economical reasons, but the culture and the science is in their hands. So I think we're going to the same fate as the Western countries.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it's sad because a lot of nationalists in Sweden and other countries think that Poland and Hungary and so on are very immune to this development.
You know, still the society and the province, and like I said, it was reaction, it was counter-reaction. This counter-reaction actually grows slowly, but constant. At the first day, only, I know, hundreds of fans starting to defending churches. Next, it was a few hundreds, next it was a few thousands, and I think if they will follow with this protest, then at the 11th November, they will have a lot of crowds who want to go storm Warsaw or just start to chase Antifa again, because this counter reaction was, like I said, was slow but growing. Their protests were very fast and burnt out suddenly, but still, as I said, they control a lot of things, and it was the fault of the right wing government. Actually, they. For example, Minister of Education, he said that he will defend the gender studies in universities as independence. Their think tanks try to find a field to debate with the leftist, the new left, field to that show that we are together, one society, and we have and we could be a plural society and talk about our views, but they don't understand. And in the West, the right wing did the same mistake, exactly the same mistake, and they lose everything.
Yeah, if you give them a finger, they take the whole hand.
And
but what did the government do? I mean, if people started to vandalize churches and memorials and what have you, did the government do nothing?
Actually, yeah, I know that a lot of nationalists think that our government is like a nationalist, but no, our government is more anti-nationalist than anti-lefty. Actually, we had more repressions than Antifa even have. They're making like an Antifa propaganda in their media. But I never heard that Antifa have the repressions from the police. For example, defending the church in Cathedral of St. Alexander in Warsaw, the police just standing around it and allow Antifa to throw the stones and bottles on the people who defended it and do nothing. But when the people tried to counterattack, then they were arrested. The police were mostly faced against the nationalists or defenders than the attackers. They just standing and doing nothing. Or yeah, they have their orders.
Like no, but I mean, this is true. I have Polish friends who say the same thing that it's absolutely fake news, if you will, that Poland today should be sort of authoritarian nationally. It's the other way around. It's they turn on the government or the authorities turn on the true nationalists.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But why is that? Is it because they want to do it, or do they feel pressure from other countries and the EU and so on that they have to push back against real nationalists?
No, I think it's the mix of everything. But the thing is that nationalists from Europe don't understand that the ruling party in Poland have another tradition. They are anti-nationalists from the core. Most of them were from the old right liberal environment. Kaczyński, the leader of the party and the leader of, like, basically he's the leader there in Poland. He's like a gray eminence. And
what's the party called?
Kaczyński, he's the he ran the govern party, but he holds the president, he holds the prime minister in his pocket. He's like the boss there, something like a puppet master, capo di tutti capi. And he in the interview said that he's to the core he hates nationalism because he believes in like a patriotic but multicultural Poland, and he is pro-Jewish, pro-Israel, pro-USA, and he always was like that. And the Law and Justice Party were never a nationalist party. They were like a center-right wing. They were like a part of the system, and they were never like a more conservative or something like this. They just populists. They're playing to the conservative sentiments, but never was a true even conservatist. And they're quite obvious civic nationalists. That's why they hate ethno-nationalists.
It's very important what you're saying now, because this is not understood at all in Sweden.
Yeah, it's
so. Thank you.
No problem. They even the pre-war traditions that they are tied to, bound. They are tied to. They are like some kind of. We want to create great Poland with tolerance for other nations, that everybody will fight for Poland. You know, of course, we also for pro intermarium idea, but this is something different that they saying, because they are totally civic nationalists, liberals, and for example, prime minister is a bankster. He's literally a bankster. He worked for a big banks and doing a lot of things that the big companies overtaken the Polish economy right now. And they do a lot of things. For example, they do everything that the US ambassador saying to us, like defend the LGBT laws and stuff like this. Of course, they are against it when they think about it. But when it's coming to do the things, they are totally opposed, because they want to install the US military bases in Poland. And this is one of the reasons that they need to respect, you know, the human laws. The U.S. ambassador is something like a governor in Poland, actually, because she's saying you cannot, for example, you cannot ban these U.S. companies. You cannot punish the U.S. media in Poland. You cannot do nothing because we want to install our bases or something. Just giving them orders. And and for example, in Poland, it was organized the anti-Iranian conference that the warmongers from the U.S. Just have the statement, and from Israel, and of course, nobody from Iran. And in the ideology of this party is just something like a neocon.
I see.
Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, they have some more conservative wing, and I think that's why we have now the situation with the constitutional court. But still, they are like a more just a typically conservatives. There is no national wing in this party, and they are, like I said, from the core to the end, they are anti-nationalistic. So it's, it reminds some remind me some like authoritarian governments, for example, in Romania in pre-war or Hungary, that they are against nationalists. Something like this.
So they're more like opportunists because the Polish people are more conservative and perhaps nationalist or Christian. They try to they want to gain their votes by like saying things that sounds good to them.
Exactly, they are like a this kind of populist, like a fake populist, because
false opposition.
Yeah, something like this, because the liberals have their part, and the Kaczynski want to take everything, but he's just playing on a sentiment, not on something stable, not on axioms, but only on the sentiments. If the people have the sentiment for patriotism, if the people have the sentiment for their faith, for their tradition and culture, they do. They try to do everything on a surface without going deeper and take their voters and just have the power. Of course, they change a lot in the economy in Poland because they created quite a social revolution in Poland. They start to giving money to people, for example, for a child, for a kids, and this big social transfer of money stop a little bit the really free capitalism, and this capitalism really killed Poland before, because people, as you know, that a lot of Poles need to migrate from Poland, because as I know, I remember these times when rebel rules. Really, if you are not tied to the corrupted government, you don't have some ties with some people in power, then you are nothing basically, and you earn really shitty money, and you cannot do nothing because there was like a glass ceiling above you. But they changed it a little bit, so that's why they have voters too. So I can say that they have some good head, good size. But after this, they start to repressing, and basically, they're destroying our nationalist movement by the police force. Before the peace ruled, our demonstrations for commemorate the for example, accused soldiers who fight against the communist regime in normal cities were minimum 1,000 people. The people were very pro-patriotic and pro-nationalistic. The nationalistic movement rise on the streets, and the peace come, and they just, I know, in one side they try to eliminate the competition, but other side they are they know that we are ideology enemy for them on the right side.
But are there some groups that have been banned or something?
Sturmovci group basically were destroyed by the secret police. But secret police, there was a year ago actually, when he basically cannot do nothing, even the football tournament for kids. Even the private meetings like with live music were interrupted by the police. It was really a nightmare. Something like the Russians said it was remind them the Putin regime in their times, because they were also 2 years ago when we also need to run from the police in Independence March when we tried to organize the Black Bloc in 2018, and and we had a meet in some abandoned hospital because they hunted for us and we need to go there without the phones and stuff like this. And the guys from Greece was there, from Arma, actually, and some guys from Russian Center. And they said, they wrote an article about this, that they never saw these repressions against nationalists like it was there. There. A year ago was the same, basically. But then I was in custody.
And, yeah, but how do they justify that kind of repression? Is it hate speech laws they use against you?
No. This is the funny thing. We were accused of planning the bomb attack on the Independence March.
What?
Yeah, a year ago and 2 years ago. And when we were in custody, because we were in the group, we start to screaming Allah Akbar and Takbir, and the police guys just go away from ourselves and don't want to listen to us because we're just making like a, we're just screaming Allah Akbar, and because what we can do? It was so cringed situation that you're going to the marsh like a patriot to your marsh and you plan to make a bomb attack there.
But was anyone sentenced for something like that, or did they drop it?
Of course not. They drop it after we leave the cells.
Oh shit! Yeah, because we were talking in the music break. I was at the Independence March last year. I thought, of course, it was great. And then you said you were in custody, and that the police is actually trying to ban real nationalists to join the march.
Yeah, it's true. And this year it will be total lockdown. I know some guys from abroad also coming there. And the police, I know the police want to close the Warsaw, and the organizers saying that the march will be anyway. But the radical nationalists in Poland feel more responsible for that, and we try to organize in every city something like a patriotic action in that day. And not showing to Warsaw, because we know that it will ending for us like in custody, and now you can get really big fees for being on a march because of corona restrictions.
Yeah.
So,
but the march is like banned, but some people will do it anyway. Then, or
I think they will do it anyway, but I don't think so that it's responsible now to doing this. Because I think the Law and Justice want to remove the patriotic marches because actually they want to overtaken it two years ago, and they tried to do all the way around. And now the people, the leader who's standing on the Independence March, a lot of us suspecting him of being puppet of the government. He was installed there 3 years ago after the riots stopped, after the march was going in calm atmosphere and stuff like this. And then he just tried to removing all the organizations who were organized from the beginning, or just overtaken them, or just start to giving them orders, or marginalize them in the Independence March Association. So a lot of people thinking that he is a puppet of the government, especially he always try to do something against the nationalists on the black bloc, that he said that we are not allowed there, but we were on the march before him, before he is even showed there. He's a Robert Bąkiewicz. So this is the case with the
Independence. But do you think there will be fighting between the police and the demonstrators in Warsaw then?
Yeah, for sure. I think it will be. I think a lot of people who not believing in COVID goes there, but who are against the restrictions. But there is two groups. One group is they are really like going into so much conspiracy theories, and they mixing to the heads in the Polish people, and the other have reasonable standing against the COVID restriction, but like we, for example, but we are not allowed there so much, and I think the police will hunt for us. For example, they have our data and everything, and they know for who they need to look. Sometimes they just go, and the one most important thing, that the main prosecutor in Poland with the main court give the order that they need to prepare to arrest the people to the 14th of November. So it means that probably they will catch the people 10 or 9 to November, and they will hold them in other cities in a custody for 3 days, because it's allowed and they don't need to even have some reasons to do it, because yeah. This government at the beginning of their ruling pushed the law, anti-terrorist law, and with that they can just by suspicion take you to 2 weeks even if you are suspected of planning a bomb attack or something like this. For example, we were example of this, that they take us by this bill to the custody. So we think that, of course, it's better to go there incognito, but not organized if you want to go to the marsh. Like, you can contact with some nationalists in Poland, but there won't be any black bloc or nationalist blocs, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, this was very interesting, I must say. I knew that the Law and Justice Party weren't like a real nationalist party, but I didn't know it was this bad.
They are not. I'm assure you, they're not.
I see.
Actually, they just do a lot of things that the left now have more power than we.
I see. That's really that's kind of bad news, but I guess you know, it's better to know than not know.
Yeah, thanks. I think after them, we will have a real problem, because I think they will lose next elections, and they polarized the society. And of course, with the polarization, we should have a strong also right wing, but they destroy the right wing organizations mostly, and the left are quite strong, and the liberals, when they were in center, anyway, goes more to the left, even if they are not radicals, but they are more to the left. So the next government will be something like a leftist liberal, more than liberals before, because before liberals were something like a little bit conservative liberals, capitalists, you know. But now I think they go more to the left, and the Poland will have this slow cultural revolution.
Yeah, that's probably the goal with everything that's going on.
I was about to say it looks like a strategy, actually.
Yeah. And one
it could be coincidence, but I think not.
Like I said, they are really pro-Jewish. They are really strongly pro-Israeli, and they support Israel politics. They are most of them. They're looking for alliance with Jewish organization in Poland. And actually, one of the main lobbyists in government is Johnny Daniels. He's a Jewish lobbyist from New York, actually. So, and he's openly with this. So no problem to check it. And one more thing about the immigration, because I know that the Western nationalists think that they stop immigration. But it's not true. Actually, even BBC said that Poland have the stronger rate of immigration in Europe now, and mostly from Asia. They just not agree by populist reasons to take the refugees that the European Union want to push us. It was 7,000 people. And of course, we don't want it. But they did it for winning the elections. After they won the elections, now if you go to the center of Warsaw, you can feel like in Stockholm, basically. A lot of Indians, a lot of Asians, Uzbekistans, Kazakhs, and Chechens. And we have a strong Chechen mob. One of the most brutal mob in Poland is Chechen.
Interesting.
Are they like worker immigrants then, or how do they get in?
They are mostly worker immigrants. Actually, our government made an agreement for a worker for a cheap labor from Asia with many countries, where, for example, with Filipinians, with Uzbekistan, and you know, the Uzbek guy was the terrorist who drove the lorry in Stockholm.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're bringing the people from that countries, and Chechens were mostly like a refugees, because they, of course, they are anti-Putin, but I know the Chechen problem wasn't new, actually. It was from 90s, but it's still growing, and it's a problem, a real problem in Polish streets, because they overtaken quite a lot of streets and mob groups, and of course they are very brutal. They selling drugs, doing the stuff like you have in Sweden with the gangs.
Yeah, that's too bad to hear, actually.
They're actually one of the worst minorities to deal with, the Chechens.
Yeah,
because they have no restraints, and they have such a strong clan structure, etc. They're extremely problematic.
Yes.
You don't want them on your streets.
No. And as I said, a lot of Asiatic people now in Poland. We had also first cases, even 2 years ago, first cases with immigration rapes from the Indians, actually. It was a lot of reports about this in Poland. And we don't have the same quite strict law like in Sweden, that the sexual assault in Sweden is quite wide definition, in Poland not. So so it was real rapes.
Yeah. Is there anyone who has some more questions about Poland?
No. Well, several, but not off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But if you want to go to Independence March, like Incognito this year, just wrote to me. I tried to give you some contacts for the people in Warsaw. Maybe they can manage something. For some people, if want just to go to see how it is and how it will be, because for being honest, I don't know.
it could be an adventure.
Yeah, for sure it will be.
Do you have any last words to our listeners?
Yes, I think that the nationalists in Sweden should stop believing like a false messiah, or should go deeper into the government in Europe. If they hear something about right-wing government overtaken the power, then it's good to talk with the nationalists in their countries. Good to talk, good to read deeper. Just do not believe that the movies on the internet that you see, that some politician talking something against LGBT or immigrants or something like this, because most of them are doing something reverse. If you talk with Italians, or you talk even with Hungarians about their government, or Serbians even, then you see that the truth is quite different than a lot of people thinks. And I know that a lot of people likes to think that on the other side of the fence the grass is greener, but sometimes it's not true.
Yeah, and it's very useful to have contacts like you, because it's hard to get the truth on your own as a Swede or other Western European person, because there is a language barrier when it comes to Eastern Russia, that a lot of the information is not available in English.
Oh, thank you.
So it's great that you keep us updated on what's really
going on.
No problem.
Ask me if you need to.
Yeah, thanks. You had a Polish song you wanted us to play. What is it called?
It was Obłęd, Kolorowy Świat, maybe I will.
Yeah, you can listen to it then.
Yeah, we can.